It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okay. This is me. This is Pinky the Pig. And it's time for the Pinky the Pig podcast show. It's a brand new year. It's 2022. I love it. I'm so happy, and I'm here with my excellent friend, Mildred the Moo Cow.
Hi, Pinky. 2022.
I know. I'm happy. Are you?
I am. It's exciting.
I know, because 2021 is history. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Right. And now we have a brand new start. 2022.
Yes.
It's very exciting to start a brand new year and celebrate.
I know. We had so much fun over the weekend. Did you too?
I did.
Yeah. Because not only is it the new year, but you know Lady Lynette, her birthday was on Sunday, yesterday, on January 2nd. So it's a double party because we had the party on Saturday because we had the band.
Right, you have your band. Lady Lynette is the drummer.
Yeah, Farmer Tommy plays the bass. And then Dwayne plays the lead guitar. And his wife, Katie, she plays the tambourine and a triangle. And she's really cute. And Penelope plays the fiddle. And Robert plays the trombone. And Otis came over and brought his pedal steel guitar.
Oh, the pedal steel.
Yeah.
So the band got together and you had a little party?
That was a pretty big party. A lot of people came over.
Did Donnie and Marie come?
Well, no, we invited them, but, you know, New Year's Day, they probably had a gig.
Yeah. But it was fun for all who attended.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of dancing and singing and dancing and singing late into the night. I've got to tell you, Mildred, I could have danced all night.
Well, Pinky, are you familiar with that song?
What song's that, Mildred?
I could have danced all night.
I don't know the song, but I could have danced all night.
Would you like me to sing it?
Yes, sure. Yes, please.
I could have danced all night, I could have danced all night, and still have begged for more. I could have danced all night.
Ah, good. Mildred, that was very nice. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Anyway, we did. We danced all night. It was so fun because we were in the moment. We were just dancing. And you know, life is a dance. You dance through life. You don't take it too serious. I mean, there's going to be some serious times where perhaps the dance isn't going to be quite as joyful as others, but you still dance through it. You don't just stay still. Now you're just going to sink down into nothing land without the dance. You have to keep moving because if you keep moving, then you're going to grow. So you dance through life. Life is a dance.
Yes.
It's not about achieving something or trying to get somewhere. It's the whole point of dancing is the dance. Just be in the moment and enjoy the dance of life. Don't take it too seriously.
Well, you know, there are many aspects of life where we must be serious.
That's fine. You can focus and be serious, but don't get all trapped.
You're absolutely right, Pinky. And it's good to make goals and have desire to acquire something. But it's not about the goal. It's about the process getting to the goal.
Yeah, you don't just want to grudge your way to make a goal. Just say you got there. I mean, dance on your way. Look at the soccer players. They make a goal, but they're dancing the whole way towards their goal.
Yes.
Because you want it to be playful. Like, You play the piano. You play the guitar. You play the drums. You don't work at it.
No, it's meant to be playful. And so is life.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, you have to be serious sometimes, of course. But you don't have to bring your energy down just to be serious.
Yes.
Because I like making plans for the future, for sure. But I want to enjoy getting to that plan and making that plan, what's the word, Mildred?
A reality. Enjoy your way to the destination.
Yeah.
Enjoy your way toward achieving your goals. And sometimes you make plans and the plans have to change.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't always work out the way you plan, does it? But that's fine. You just stay shiny bright because things will change. It doesn't always go the way you want. But if you stay shiny bright, it's all good.
Right, because when you look at something, you have a choice how you want to perceive it. Do you want to perceive it shiny bright or do you want to perceive it dull and dark?
Yeah, you get to decide. Whatever's in your head, that's what you're going to see.
There you have it. So you can create your own perception of what is in front of you.
Yeah.
And that goes along with the universe.
What do you mean?
Well, you are the universe.
Well, I'm just a little speck in the universe.
No. You are the universe.
I'm the universe?
Yes. All those spaces inside your body that don't take up any space, that's the universe. You're in the universe. You are a part of the universe. And the universe is a part of you. It's all interconnected. You're not a speck all by yourself in the universe. You are the universe.
Yeah, I'm the universe, all right, baby.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you're any better than any other speck in the universe. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, I know. I was being silly. I get what you're saying.
Right, because your energy, what you emit, what you evoke.
Well, that's a big word, Slayer.
Well, what you do with your life and how lovely and wonderful you want to make it, now you're going to make the universe the same because you are the universe. So it's up to you and me and everyone else, all the other beings. If we all stay shiny and bright, then the universe is shiny and bright because we are the little specks in the universe. So whatever we are, that's what the universe becomes. So it's up to us to be shiny and bright. And then the universe is shiny and bright.
Because we are the universe. I get it. Yeah, I like it.
Me too.
We are the universe.
Absolutely.
Yes, we dance the dance. We sing the song of life. And we are happy in our present moment in time because that's all you've got, baby.
Yeah.
And if you're shiny and bright in your present moment in time, your future's going to be shiny and bright because that's what you create, your future. You create it right now.
Yes.
And if you put out love, the universe is going to be lovely.
Yes. All right, Pinky, here's a little quote from Alan Watts.
Yeah, we love him. What did he have to say?
He said, "The meaning of life is just to be alive. It is so plain and so obvious and so simple. And yet, everybody rushes around in a great panic as if it were necessary to achieve something beyond themselves."
Yeah. Just be yourself and be shiny, bright, full of love. And be good and don't live in expectations of what you think you should get.
Oh, that's good, yes.
Yes, dance through life, but be good.
Okay.
Yeah, happy new year. talk to you tomorrow. Tomorrow's Tuesday's Tune.
I know.
I love you.
I love you.